So let's pick up where we left off in the Gemara and Erechin. Okay, so now let's add the Yerushalmi to the picture, and then let's start defining. So again, let's start from the beginning. The Gemara Bavli's question initially is, we know which days you say Hallel. Now the Gemara Bavli's bothered and says, well, one second, why do we say Hallel only the first day of Pesach, right? Whereas by Sukkot, we say it every single day. So the Bavli wants to say the reason why is because it's separated out by Korbanos, meaning on each day of Sukkot, you bring a different set of Korbanos, okay? Let's say a lowering of you get fewer Parim every day, okay? Yushami is very cryptic. Yushami in Parakei Halacha Aleph, all it says is, Lama Karin is a halal kol shiva simei achag, keneged halulav, shum ischadesh kol shiva. So why do we say halal every single day of Sukkot? Because of the lulav, keneged halulav, because it's mischadesh kol shiva, which means every single day of Sukkot, right, there's a, I guess we'll say new, I don't like to put it that way, but a new mitzvah, not a Shechiyana new mitzvah, but it's a new mitzvah to pick up the lulav.
Why is it a new mitzvah?
Well, neschadesh, it's renewed. It's renewed. Right, okay, so, what's this machlokas? What's the machlokas?
I don't know if I would say it's a machlokas. Nachum and I were...
First of all, we can start with the Rav's easy chiluk, which the Rav famously says, I think it's in the Rishimos, but it says that, you were saying yesterday, The old like, how do you look at the Kedusha Siyom of Sukkot versus Pesach, right? Whereas Pesach is an entity, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Sukkot, each day has its own discrete expression, okay?
Of what?
Okay. That's the question. Of what? Of what? Okay.
It's on Regel.
It can't be. Well, Havmina would say, the Havmina is easy. The Havmina is going to say Regel demands Hallel, right? So the Regel Pesach demands Hallel, the Regel Sukkot. So what a differentiate between days. The second day of Pesach is Pesach.
Yeah, but we don't say Hallel.
No, that's the Havmina, the assumption. Okay. So what's a Maskana?
It's not Regel, it's a Moed.
No? Well, I don't think about Moed yet.
The
Torah tells us Shlosh Regalim, right? I don't know about Moed. Let's wait over there. Okay. But let me say, but I think if you look at the framework of what Pesach and you can include Shavuos also, but what Pesach is versus Sukkot, there's something different about the nature of what you're celebrating, right? Not getting into philosophy, but you'll see what I mean. That allows itself, that the Korbanos are used to express that idea, or lulav also. In other words, the korbanos / lulav are just a vehicle to express a certain idea of what makes Sukkot different than Pesach. Okay? And it's a very simple chakira. It's very simple, which I think lead, in my opinion, is why you would have it set up as one broad Kedusha Siyam versus what do you call it? Versus,
I mean, it's just like Sukkot is one regal made out of eight different parts, and Pesach is just...
Like
no, you gotta say more sophisticated than that. No. Let me ask you a question. What are you celebrating each day, or what do you celebrate the first day of Pesach? Tzias Mitzrayim, right? We'll call that an event, okay? Okay, in order to say that there is no difference in each day, you're going to have to say that what's each day doing then?
Tzias Mitzrayim celebration.
Right, it's just taking the first day and doing what?
Copying it.
Well, I wouldn't say copying, I would just say it's an extension of the first day.
Well, you said there's no
Mitzrayim. Okay? What?
You said there's no Mitzrayim.
The only reason why I'm celebrating I'm having a further celebration of Pesach is because it's Tzias Mitzrayim. So,
if there's no Mitzrayim,
I don't know, that's because God wants. I don't know because God wanted to celebrate 7 days. I don't know what the point of that is.
Like, there's no mitzvah besides the first day, so why have this extra?
Because the Torah says Shivas Yomim. I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I have a theory, but it's speculative. Who cares? Right now, we know one thing.
Oh, no. Sukkot is an event.
See, that's the problem with Sukkot. Sukkot is a funny holiday because Sukkot is not a yontov that there's Pesach is set up as. You take it CSB Shrine, Lel Seder, and now this every day afterwards, to say there's no difference between them would have to say you're just simply taking this is I think this is kind of what the Rav meant, but the idea of Lel Seder and you're just expanding it to include 7 days. But it's really all working off that original idea of CSB Shrine. But Sukkot isn't celebrating an event. There's no historical event you're celebrating by Sukkot. Right?
It's an era.
Right? There's no event. So I'm just saying that's what lends itself to saying that there might be a discrete expression of one day to another day. Because what are you really celebrating by Sukkot?
Not a time period.
What?
A time period.
Okay, well, like, what's the generic idea?
Yeah,
what? Right, so call Hashkacha, some idea in Hashkacha. I don't care what the idea is, but the point is, what?
But how does that connect to different
ways? Hold on. What I'm saying is, what you could say is this. Yosef is right about pointing out the Hoshanas, right? Just not the factor related to Ushbizin. What you do see that each day, what do you see at each day of Sukkot? I mean, the Hoshanas is a good riot because it's not Deraisa, but it's an interesting thing. If you ever actually looked at the Hoshanas, each day of Hoshanas is doing what?
sanctifying that day.
No, it was really some different idea of God's relationship to Bnei Israel. Meaning each day of Sukkot is really its own discrete, I think this is what you mean by experience. I just don't mean psychological. Each day is its own unique expression of some type of, what?
Hashkacha.
Hashkacha.
Whereas you see,
why is it discrete? Correct. What?
Why is it discrete Hashkacha? Why is it just discrete?
Because you look at those Hoshanas. Those Hoshanas have in them different ideas about Hashkacha. That God relates to us this way, and God relates to us this way. But that means, so then what's the formulation then? So what's the formulation?
To put it
descriptively. So the formulation like this. Whereas according to, it works out very nicely. According to the Bavli, what's each day of Sukkot? So each day of Sukkot is this. According to the Bavli, each day of Sukkot is...
its own celebration day. It's not from one thing.
Okay? Sukkot 1. Sukkot subscript 2. Okay? They share the fact of Sukkot. But now, according to Yerushalmi, what's Yerushalmi going to say? Yerushalmi is saying, it's interesting. I think Yerushalmi is different. Because what's the difference? It says, Nischayesh Belulav. But there's no difference in Belulav on each day. So what's each day of Sukkot according to Yerushalmi?
No, I don't know if individual
Yerushalmi is one day.
No, you're actually celebrating Sukkot. It's 8 Sukkot days. You understand? There's everything saying that.
I understand.
I'll tell you why. Okay. Because according to the Yerushalmi, right? Well, let's finish the Bavli first. Bavli's going to say that each day is like, this is how I would word it if I wanted to describe it. Each day is a day of Sukkot, right? With a subscript. Like, it's Sukkot subscript 1, 2, 3. Meaning each day, of course, it shares in common the idea of being part of Sukkot. But each day is its own unique. Each day is a discrete expression of hashkacha, and that's why by korbanos works out perfectly because korbanos always reflect what hashkacha. That's the system of korbanos. But you don't have to get so fancy. The point is that by saying korbanos are a vehicle to demonstrate that there's a discrete expression of yom on each day. But not that it's not sukkos, right? It's just a different idea of sukkos that's expressed in each day.
How are those ideas different from day 1 to day 3?
Look at the Hoshanas as an example. I don't know. It's a time for a person to engage in these different ideas.
One
less carbon.
Are there exactly
whatever.
Eight ideas?
What? What?
Are there exactly 8 ideas of a sukkah?
No, but it's the opportunity. V'samachta b'chagecha. That's like the idea of a sukkah. So in the state of simcha, the state of simcha is really one where, if you go like the Beis Hamikdash, where a person reflects back on the amazing nature of a shkachos Hashem. Well, I don't care about what the specific ideas are. Because that's about. Because what do Yerushalmi do with Chalukas Karbanos? That's exactly the question. The question is, what do we say when we go down by one par? That's real machlokas. What do we say when we go down one par? There's two possibilities. Either you're going to tell me that, well, really, it's the same korban, right? Albeit what, one par down, right? But ultimately, it's essentially the same korban. So then the Yerushalmi has to come up with a different reason why. Whereas according to the Bavli, the Bavli says, no. Once you change one par, by definition, it becomes a qualitatively different korban.
Yeah.
So that's going to force Yerushalmi to come up with this reason of lulav niskadish kol that every day. But if you learn the lulav is mischayesh every day, you can't learn this way. You can't learn like the Bavli. You're going to have to learn it each day because it's the same mitzvah lulav every day.
No, but we were doing recently.
Is it not the same mitzvah lulav every day? The way I'd word it is like this. I'd say that by the second day, by the third day of Sukkot, right? So today is, right, Sukkot subscript 3, which means there's certain kabbalas I must bring today. But according to the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is going to say, what's today? Today is... another day, meaning a new day of Sukkot. And on this day of Sukkot, what I have to do? Pick up my lulav. In other words, if you're regenerating Sukkot over and over and over again in the Yerushalmi's version. But not according to the Bavli. The Bavli is going to say that, no, you're not regenerating Sukkot. It's not a replication. I mean, rather than replication is the right word.
Yerushalmi clearly has
some... Wait, hold on. One second. What? You're going to have to premise the following, I think. My opinion, you have no choice. You're going to have to say that Yerushalmi agrees that the first day of a Chag is always Chayv in Challah. Now the only question is, why don't you continue saying challah? Otherwise, you're going to be stuck. Because why would you chayv challah on Shavuos, according to the Yerushalmi? There's no mitzvah there. That's why I'm not tying it to mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Now forget the Yerushalmi. Now the Yerushalmi's done. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. If you're going to tell me it's chalukah of the korbanos, and this is a tough one. So this is a very tough one. The Gemara says, what about Shabbos? Shabbos has its own korbanos. What?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. No,
right. So the Gemara is a funny question. The Gemara says, there's something a little odd about this line of reasoning. But the Gemara's question is, well, 1 second, why don't you say hallel on Shabbos? The Gemara's answer is, why should you say it? Because you'll say it's differentiated by korbanos. The answer is, no, it's not a moed. So we got two problems to answer. And this is what makes it such a difficult sugya. The Havina is talking about Shabbos in the context of differentiated by korbanos, right? Which means it's just like Sukkot, right? but it doesn't seem like it's just like sukkahs, but whatever. Kamash Malan, that there's an ad. Now, this is the key. This is where you have to decide. This is where you have to commit to a certain methodological approach. You have two roads you can go down. You can either look at halal as chalukah b'korban hasan and build the next layer, okay, a layered approach. That's one method. Or you can say, no, there's various components to halal. There's a difference between the two. There's a difference between the two.
Various components to halal?
Yeah.
Do we know for sure halal?
You could learn that way.
Do we know for sure?
I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. What?
Part of
I don't think I'm saying essentially different than you guys. I just worded it a little bit differently. Is there, I mean, everyone points to the same thing, which is good, which is that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov, because you see by Shabbos happens no matter what. Mm-hmm. Every 7 days is Shabbos, whereas by Yom Tov, you need Beis Din to come along and create it, right? So, and similar to what you guys are saying. So I want to say this. I want to say that the Havin is easy. The Havin is that if we're talking about ideas of different Ashkacha, or as you keep saying, Avodas Hashem, so Shabbos is what it calls. Shabbos is just like Yom Tov. It's no different, and therefore requires halal. But the Maskana may be saying is like this. So the question is, what does it mean to say that that every 7 days it's gonna be Shabbos, right? So it could be that
already in 7 days.
But more than that. But I'm saying, but the nature of its structure.
It's always been Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what he just said.
He said it is.
It's
I don't know, it's more than that.
What do you mean it's always been Shabbos? What do you mean? What is Shabbos in relation to Chol? What is the Chiv of Shabbos? Sheshes Yamim Ta'asem Melachtecha, right? No, I know. So meaning that it seems like the structure of Shabbos is that you can never have seven continuous days go by where you're doing Melacha. There must be one day where you remove yourself from the world of Melacha. Okay? Almost as if to say Shabbos, I'm going to say this carefully, it's like a negative concept. It means that, no, but not, you know what I mean? In other words, 6 days I do work, and it has to be an interruption in my Melacha. But Yom Tov isn't like that. I think that's what you're saying. Yom Tov is a positive idea. Yom Tov takes the calendar, and we take the calendar, and we create like a new Yom, right? That emerges from the calendar itself. It's like if you looked at the calendar as being flat, you would see standing out Pesach or Sukkot or Shavuos. We create like a positive idea Yom Tov. Okay, that one second. Let me finish. That's a different. That's what Moed is. Moed is different, and that's why Moed in common language means like holiday. It means it's celebratory. We don't celebrate Shabbos. Okay, one second. We don't celebrate Shabbos. Shabbos isn't celebratory. We keep Shabbos, right? But we celebrate a holiday. Right? Celebration means there's something that makes this day stand apart. But Shabbos is merely the interruption in my Melacha. Okay, so now the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is a moed, right?
No.
And yet, we do not say halal.
Well, it's one of these
Hold on. So the Gemara says no. But the thing is, but why? So what's the Habin would say moed is a mechayev and Rosh Chodesh is definitely a moed. Okay, let's put aside the fact that the Torah doesn't say that, but whatever. I'm not bothered by that. The Maskana is very funny. The Maskana says no because there's no Isser Malacha. Lo ikdish basiyas Malacha. Dichsev hashir yalachem kilel iskadesh chag. Laila mekudesh lechag ta'on shira. Ushem mekudesh lechag ain't ta'on shira. What kind of answer is that? Why does Isser Malacha / Kedusha Siyom, right? Why does that make a difference? Okay? This is also very hard.
Does it? Yes.
What Ariel's saying. In other words, I agree. What's Isser Malacha? So Isser Malacha makes this day, like, we'll call it for chashuv. Okay, it creates a certain exclusivity of this day compared to other days. But that's not what Rosh Chodesh is. It's true Rosh Chodesh is celebratory, right? But what is ultimately Rosh Chodesh? But what is it ultimately? What's it doing? It's the first of
the month,
right? So all it happens to be is the first. In other words, say this carefully. Does Rosh Chodesh
the first of the other 29 days?
Right, exactly. That's all it is. There's ultimately, is that all it is? It's just the first of these 29 days. It's the of the sequence. Meaning it could have been the 15th. It could have been the 10th. There's nothing intrinsic about the Yom. It's not an exclusivity. Right. And that's what makes it important, because it's the first of these days. That's why when I approach this, I use the Gemara Pesachim as the first step. These three share in common one simple thing. These, in my opinion, they all seem to be related to the idea of you're saying halal because of this unique Shavah Chodah that applies to, what do you call it, these Hashkachah phenomenon, for lack of a better word. But not Hanukkah and Purim. Hanukkah and Purim must be something different.
I apologize.
See how excited I am? See? I almost made a methodological error. I missed the fact. Sorry. Let's go back. Now, the Gemara has a good question now. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have all the elements. You got to be a little creative here and not philosophical. I don't want to hear, you know, There's an easy halachic svar here. Oh, so Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't work, right? And the Gemara says why? It gives a philosophical reason. It says because the Malchay Asharis, right? Because how could it be that the Melech? Right, right. Okay, so what is it? What's that really telling us? This is to me. This is telling us a critical idea.
So
it's
amazing.
No. I want you to, once again, I want you to understand something from a methodology standpoint. What the Gemara is doing here is phenomenal because what the Gemara's question is like this. Appreciate the Gemara's question. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur have all the elements of Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. All the elements are there. Everything we built are there. So now we have to have like almost like a paradigm shift and take a step back and now look at what we built and realize why Rosh Hashanah and Kippur don't work. You understand? It's not a detail. It's actually fundamental.
No, I mean, it should be a detail that now we see that, it's not...
Are you saying that? I mean, maybe you're saying that. In other words, there's two ways you can look at Moed and the Chi of Halal as the Chi of Halal being generated because of Moed. Either you can say what? Either you can tell me that Moed itself, Moed obviously includes the Simulach itself, is what generates the Chiyuv, right? So who cares, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? I think that's what you mean by Kedushas Yom. It doesn't matter. They all share in common the factor Moed. So it's a universal idea. The institution of Moed generates a Chiyuv. Moed means holiday. So institution of...
It's not the character of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yom Din, that doesn't...
Yeah, who cares, right? So is this Moed? Yes, good, boom, you got to say Halal. But what's the Maskana saying? I think I agree with Ariel. I think...
I mentioned this to you earlier that it's like... Is the fact that the Gemara, it's the idea that it's singular versus multiple, right?
What?
Like the idea that Pesach is...
No, we're way past that. Yeah, sorry. Maybe you say this. Maybe you could say that... That's okay. Maybe you could say this. Maybe you could say that what do we see by... this, we have to remember this by Halal, okay? I mean, I'm going to say a little different than talk about it. I don't think it's a really essentially different idea. Because the problem is this. The problem is, but that's not the structure. Well, how is Halal structured? Right? What is it as a tefillah? Like we were saying before. We know it's Shevach Nadah, right? But we see that as a tefillah, it is set up in a reactionary way. Meaning that because of a specific... You can't just say, Zeb, you're just saying because it's specific, specific Kedushas Yom. What does that mean, though? It means that it's not that Moed itself generates the Chi of Halal. Rather, what do we have to look at? What do we have to look at? What generates the Chi of Halal?
The specific thing that we're celebrating. Well, whatever the Kedushas Yom...
Right, well, there's halal is really a reaction to whatever the yom is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not built into moed that now there's a chi of halal. Rather, what do we say when I enter into the moed? Right, because of the moed, now I say, wow, this moed requires a certain idea of halal. Right, it's not the institution of moed. Right, it's the experience of moed. That's what the Gemara is saying with this Malachi Asharis. If it's the experience of moed, right, I think what you mean by avodas Hashem, but I'm gonna put it that way. Then I would say I have to look at each moed and determine what's the nature of the experience. Exactly. It would make no sense as a reaction to the moed Rosh Hashanah to say halal. That's what the Gemara means by the Malachi Asharis. That's not the appropriate reaction. But that means we're looking at we don't say the institution of moed generates the chi of halal. We say the experience of the gavra in the yom is what generates the chi of halal. Then we have to evaluate one experience for another experience, and you can start separating it out. But that's a fundamental idea then. You understand? That's why I'm saying it's fundamental. That's not a detail. I say... Because all along we were saying that these three things generate the Chi of Halal, right? It has...
No, we've been building a tower. Why is it just another step in the tower?